Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and what instrument you play.
All right, my name is Anthony Herbie, and I play trumpet.
And you are part of what's called the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, the newly created house band there. I think it's somewhat affiliated with the Smithsonian, artistic directors John Batiste and Christian
Absolutely.
McBride. We can get more into that in a second, but first we should tell everybody it's coming to Frederick, Maryland at the Weinberg Center this Sunday, November 19th, 7:30 p.m. for, it's really cool, When You Wish Upon a Star, a jazz tribute to 100 years of Disney. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay, cool. So before we get into the actual show, and because there's a ton of Disney fans that are going to love talking the 100th anniversary, all the different songs, all that, give me a bit of the background of, you know, it says the newly created house band of National Jazz Museum in Harlem. So, like, how long's it been around?
I'd say we've been together for the last few months. And yeah, we've had the opportunity to be on the road for, I think that we're entering our 7th week of being on the road. And it's been, you know, really fun just getting to play with this band and grow together. You know, we've spent a lot of time together these last few months playing this music.
Awesome. So the last several weeks that you mentioned, this is the, you mean the touring band with the Disney show specifically.
Yes.
And then how long has the actual, you know, the museum in Harlem, the Smithsonian affiliated thing, like, do you know how John Batiste, Christian McBride, how did it all come together? Do you know?
Well, the details of that, not really, but you know, they've been, you know, they're always doing great things over there, and they've been, so they just, you know, literally created this, as far from my knowledge, for this tour.
Okay, so even that museum itself is relatively new too.
Well, the museum has been around for years,
okay.
But it's still relatively new in the scope of, you know, museums in the country. But you know, yes, they've been around for a while.
Cool. Speak to how amazing artists they are too, just in general. Like, I'm sure you're a huge fan of Batiste and McBride. We've interviewed McBride on here before, but yeah.
I love John Batiste and Christian McBride. I've had the opportunity to play with both of them. I remember when I was at Juilliard, I actually recorded with Christian McBride on a big band album. He called me in the morning and was like, hey, can you, you know, we need a sub for this recording session. And that, so I just did it. And that recording session actually ended up winning a Grammy, his album for Jimmy West and Oliver. His big band album. And I have also had the opportunity to play with John Batiste many times. We just played at Newport a few months ago, and he's actually a friend of a lot of us on the bandstand playing this music. So I love both of them.
And he's got a new documentary coming out too.
I know, I'm in that documentary too.
Oh, you are? You mean playing the trumpet like in the background, or are you interviewed as well?
Oh, no, playing in the background. I was in a lot of the rehearsals leading up to the American Symphony. Yes.
That is so cool. Well, check, that's going to be like an Oscar contender documentary this winter. It's going to be great.
Really cool.
All right, and then just one more thing, sort of on your background. You know, where exactly did you grow up before you went to Juilliard?
So I am from Miami, Florida, and that's where I first started playing music. I started playing trumpet when I was about 10, which is kind of funny because I didn't even want to play music. I didn't want to play trumpet or anything. And my mom, she was like, you know, I think it will be good. You know, you should just try it. And if you don't like it, you can quit in a year. And then I picked it up and I've never put it down. So, you know, now we're here.
And speaking of you picking up at age 10, were you like a, did you, were you a huge Disney fan back then? Like, what were some of the ones you grew up with?
Oh yeah. Well, as a kid, I mean, I watched like all the movies. I think Toy Story was probably one of my favorites because for me, especially when I was younger, I would play with toys all the time. And to me, the toys were almost like real, like they had personalities, and all kinds of backstories. And so, I don't know, that was one of my favorites. And, you know, I've watched all of them with my siblings, you know.
Oh, yeah. The idea, I love Toy Story. Buzz and Woody are my, like, one of the great buddy teams of all time, if you ask me.
Yeah, I know.
Live action or animation. And, you know, I still remember sitting in the theater with that one, man, because.
Oh man.
It was the first computer animated one, you know? Like all the other ones were like the hand drawn animation, which is cool as well, Aladdin and everything else. But like, man, when Toy Story came on the screen, I was like, "What is this?" It like blew my little kid mind.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's perfect segue into the Disney show. So you said you said that it's been going for like, you know, I don't know, half a dozen weeks or something. So like, what all cities have you hit so far?
Oh man, we've basically been around the entire country at this point. We started out on the West Coast. We went like up and down California. We went over to Colorado, Utah, Washington, Phoenix. Then we went over to the Midwest. And we did, Michigan, Indiana, so, like all the states in the Midwest. And now we've had the opportunity to be in the South, which has been really nice because a lot of people in the band are also from the South. So it's a really nice warm energy. And currently we're in New Orleans. So, we're having
Awesome.
a good time.
Awesome. And do you know, when, 'cause just for when I run, I'm going to run this, I don't know, today, tomorrow, something like that to promote this weekend show in Frederick, Maryland at the Weinberg Center. Do you have any other shows in the general, like Maryland, DC, Virginia area coming up or like, or
No,
sh
well,
am I mostly, pe am I mostly pegging this to the Frederick show?
we played a show in Virginia, which was very close to DC, and we also played a show in Annapolis. But that happened about a week ago.
Okay, so those are over. So as far as you know, the upcoming the Frederick one is the only one like in the DC area.
That's actually the last show of this tour.
Oh, so it's culminating. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks for telling me that because that'll be kind of a good way to do it. Be like, hey, if you missed it in Annapolis or do you remember where in Virginia? I mean, I can look it up probably.
I mean, I could look it up too. At the moment, we've been through so many cities. I can't remember the specific,
That's okay.
but I could find out. Yes.
Yeah, like emails. I mean, we get off here or something. Yeah. So that's cool. So that's even better. I can promote this as, your last chance to see this really cool, nationwide tour. All right. Well, as far as the show specifically, I guess we're celebrating 100 years of Disney because I think the company just hit 100. Like Walt Disney founded the company like 100 years ago last month, I believe, October.
I know. Yeah.
Crazy to think. But all right, let's go into some of the songs we're gonna hear. So actually, before the individual songs, how's it gonna look on stage if we come to the Weinberg? Like, how many musicians are on stage? Like, set the stage with that, then we'll do a deep dive into the songs.
Yeah. So we have like a full jazz band. So piano, bass, drums, guitar, and then I'm the trumpet player in the band. And then we have two singers with us. So
Oh,
there's
and
seven
if you
of
don't
us.
mind, do you want to name drop all the different roles you just mentioned? Like, do you want to name drop who's behind each instrument?
Oh yeah, we have Sean Mason as our pianist and musical director. So he's been leading and guiding us these past few months. And we also have the amazing Allison Yaffe on guitar. Quentin Lahire is holding it down on the bass. Ahmad Johnson is bringing a lot of energy and fire to the group from the drums. Then we have two incredible singers, Tahira Clayton and Sasha Dobson. And then my name is Anthony Hervey, and I'm on the trumpet for the show.
Yeah, and I won't make you say why yourself is so great.
I know, yeah, that was kind of weird, but yeah.
No, that's awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, the part that's going to be the most fun for me in putting together these radio pieces is playing, some of the hit songs that you all are going to perform. So let's do a deep dive into some of the songs we're going to hear from some of the movies.
Yes.
And again, don't feel like you have to rattle them all off. I'll maybe
Yeah.
toss out a title and you can kind of react to it.
Sure.
All right, so I know the set list. One of the songs is Someday My Prince Will Come, and that's from Snow White, which I know we just mentioned Toy Story is the first digital animated, but Snow White was the first ever feature-length animated, hand-drawn movie ever, too, back in 1937. So
I know, it was the first one.
what's so cool about playing that song? Like, I don't know, is there anything you can give me on like the musically, the musicality of it?
Yeah. Well, I think the deepest thing about doing this show is that Disney music is so timeless. So there have been 100 years of music from Disney and just incredible films. And it's like it connects to people young and old. So the challenge for us as a band is that, we actually pick a song from each decade of Disney, and try to bring as much life to it in this time. So it's great being able to go to the very beginning. I mean, that's a beautiful song. Tahira and Sean actually do that one duo together. And it's just a very intimate, beautiful moment in the show.
And the movie is a classic, but I on a personal note, that always, it's sort of the way she sang it always kind of bugged me.
I
Someday, my,
know. Well,
I'm
we
sure
actually
your
do it.
version will
We
be
do
cool.
everything a little different.
Yeah, it's a jazz version. Wait, real
Yeah.
quick, did you say you picked one song from each decade, or like
Yes.
should I do it like that? Like, should I say, so what's from the 40s, what's from,
Ooh.
or are there multiple songs for some of the decades?
It's kind of all over the place, but we
Okay.
play mostly a song from each decade. That's
Okay,
a lot
okay.
of dates to remember, but
Okay,
yes.
yeah. Well, I won't go through I won't do it in that order then. I'll just keep
Yeah.
going by its song
Yeah.
title. Okay, cool. And then I think you a really fun one, which was kind of a hallucinatory one from what I recall from Dumbo, is Pink Elephants on Parade.
Oh.
That many generations of kids have gotten nightmares from that one. So what is it
Yeah.
like playing that on stage?
Yeah, that one is really wild. I guess when we play that, I think that's probably our most wild song. So I actually start out on that one because on trumpet, and I do like this big elephant growl on my horn. But
Ooh.
I feel like every time we play that song, it just gets faster and faster and faster and just more crazy and rambunctious. So we really enjoy playing that one a lot. You know,
Wow.
and I feel like I look at the front row because I think the kids don't expect it when I'm like start on this really loud growl, and then they always kind of like light up. So,
Oh, you say
yeah.
you start the show on it?
We don't start the show with
Oh,
it, but
okay.
like I start the song
Oh,
with a
okay.
really loud elephant growl.
Oh, that's awesome. Perfect for the trumpet. All
Yeah.
right. And then of course the song that I believe it won an Oscar when Jiminy Cricket sang it in Pinocchio, but When You Wish Upon a Star, it gives your show its title, the jazz show its title, When You Wish Upon a Star. So
Yeah.
why tell me about what it's like. Is that like a goosebump moment?
Yeah. I mean, it's only fitting to do that song because, you know, it's the title track for the tour. And it's such a beautiful melody, too. I think it's one of the most iconic Disney melodies that I've ever heard.
It's almost synonymous with the you know the whole logo in the castle. I mean, it's all
Yeah,
synonymous.
it's all the same. Yeah.
Awesome. How about one of my personal favorite movies, The Jungle Book? We get a little Baloo the bear, Bear Necessities.
Yeah, that's a really fun one too. Like, you know, because we like to end on a high note. So when we play that song, it always leaves like a really good energy on the audience. And after each show, I actually go out and I talk to everybody in the lobby after the shows. So I like to ask the kids who watch the show what their favorite song was. And usually, I feel like most kids usually say, I like Bare Necessities from Jungle Book.
Yeah. Do you ever see them singing along in the audience? Like while you're
Oh.
playing, do you look out in the seats and there and you see them mouthing the words, or not even just mouthing the words, singing out loud?
Oh, absolutely. And also on this tour, in addition to playing regular shows, sometimes we do shows specifically for kids, and their reaction to the music is so amazing. I mean, they know the words to like so many of the songs, and they have some beautiful voices too. We were just in Texas playing. We did three shows for children that day, and I love the reaction that they have to the music. They know all the words and everything.
That's awesome. And do you find I'll get back to the song titles in a second, maybe a few more, but just real quick while we're spitballing on this one. Do you find that it brings out like multiple generations? Like, do kids come with their parents and their grandparents? I mean, there's some 100 years now. You could even have great grandparents. You can have like four generations, five come at this point.
No, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this music in particular, because literally everybody and their grandparents has grown up with these songs. And so when you play, like, I literally look out in the front row and I'll see children smiling, listening to the music. And then I'll see somebody who may be in their 70s or 80s listening to the music, and the reaction is the same. You know, so it's really timeless. Like, it actually connects generations of people and brings them together. So I think there's something in this show for everybody. Like, you know, so if you come to this show, you're gonna, whether you're a kid or whether you're 7 years old, you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, and what's really cool, the theater you're coming to in Frederick, well, it was recently renovated, brand new sign and everything. But what's cool about it is it the Weinberg Center is historic. It opened back in 1926, back I think it was called the
Oh.
Tivoli Theater. And but basically that's 2 years before Mickey Mouse's Steamboat Willie. And like there, so you're going back to that first silent era generation of the
Yeah.
100 years of Disney. So like you're gonna be playing in a building that's kind of mirrors that. That's really cool.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. I'm like excited to come, actually. I'm really excited to play. Yeah,
Absolutely.
I know that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you can throw that out to the crowd and be like, yeah, there you go. It's like 100 years for both of you. Maybe time for a couple more. So yeah, how about, I mean, you mentioned Toy Story, but I am assuming you're playing You've Got a Friend in Me, right?
Of course.
So what's so cool about playing that? I mean, you said that was like your favorite as a kid. So when you're on stage, describe what it feels like to be playing that, you know, the that whole thing.
Well, that one is really special. So I actually use in jazz, we have a technique with like a plunger technique that a lot of trumpet players use. And it kind of makes the trumpet sound like wah-wah, like you're talking. So, you know, if you ever watch Charlie Brown and you hear like the talking on the phone, like that's
wah, wah,
actually
wah,
a trumpet.
wah, wah.
Yeah, so I actually use the plunger on that song. And it's also a special moment in the show because the song breaks down to just me and Sean playing together. And me and Sean have such a great rapport as artists. We used to be neighbors in Manhattan. And so I used to see him all the time. And we would play duo, especially during the pandemic. And so we really developed a tight chemistry. But on the show, you get to hear like that really intimate moment of the two of us just playing the blues on, you know, You've Got a Friend in Me. You know?
So you basically are Buzz and Woody. You are.
Yeah.
You are going to infinity and beyond.
Yes.
And just to follow up real quick, you said a plunger. So remind our listeners who might think of, you know, like a plumber when they hear that. What do you mean on the trumpet? What do you mean by that?
This is a fancier plunger. But, you know, there's just a, you know, you have a lot of trumpet players in the jazz tradition, like Hootie Williams or Bubba Miley or Clark Terry, who would literally use a plunger, and it would create that effect of sounding like you're talking on the trumpet. So
put it on the front, like on the mouth or the opening, the circle on the end of the trumpet. They would put it on like an effect on the end of it.
Yes, so it's kind of a part of the tradition of, you know, jazz trumpet, and it's a really cool effect, especially for a song like that. It really makes it speak.
Yeah, what's it? I think it's Randy Newman, legendary writing those songs. Newman. Although the one that always got me was when Buzz falls off the thing and breaks his arm off, and that song about I Can Fly. And no, please don't play that one. I'll be crying. Awesome. All right. Well, maybe. And then how about maybe a couple more relatively recent ones? Tell me about, you got a couple from Princess and the Frog too, right?
Yes. Oh man. And it's perfect because we're in New Orleans right now. We had an off day here actually, which was really nice.
And which one's from Princess and the Frog?
And Down in New Orleans, and also When We're Human, which is a big trumpet feature, meant to invoke the spirit of Louis Armstrong. So I have the job of, you know, creating that energy and trying to sound like Louis Armstrong on that song.
Oh, that's perfect. And of course, I mean, that was such a historic animated movie. And I know I said relatively recent, but it was 2009 at this point. We're all getting old. But in the grand scheme of 100 years of Disney, like we're talking about, it is more on the recent end of the timeline.
Yeah, the years are moving by fast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I guess even really more recent, like we're talking like even during the pandemic, I think 2020, I think, something like that. So tell me about, and we'll bring it full circle here and we'll leave it here because I know this was a John Batiste thing and he sort of helped found this whole jazz museum thing. So it's kind of perfect way to end it. Tell me about the Feel So Good.
Yeah, well, that's actually one of my, in recent years, that's one of my favorite Disney movies. And also, I think it's really cool that like a lot of us on the stage actually know and play with John. So, I mean, I think for him, like, it's like literally the sky is the limit. I have no clue what he's going to do next. Like, he's all over the place doing all these amazing things. And I think the soundtrack to that film is just so incredibly beautiful. So we had to do something, you know, from that film because there's so many great songs. So we play Feel So Good on that, you know, from that movie.
Absolutely. And I believe it not only did it win Best Animated Feature at the Oscars, it also won for Best Original Score, Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and John Batiste. So you're going to hear some Oscar-winning tunes from the more recent span of Disney. So, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we could be here all day. I know you're doing He's a Tramp and Everybody Wants to Be a Cat and all the great ones. We'd be here all day if we sang all of, or listed all of them, but I appreciate you joining us. I guess sort of in closing, like pretend I'm not hearing like you're speaking directly to the listeners, you know, invite them on out. You know, if you're a Disney fan, you got to come kind of a thing.
All right. Yeah, if you're a Disney fan, you have not heard the songs in this way. It is going to be a really exciting show. There's something in the music for everybody. So bring your kids, bring your aunties, your uncles, bring everybody. And we hope to see you there.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. All right, everybody. It's at the Weinberg Center Sunday, November 19th, When You Wish Upon a Star, jazz tribute to 100 years of Disney. Hey, thanks so much for doing this and spending so much time on a deep dive on all the songs. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
To infinity and beyond, my friend. See ya.
Yes. All right.
All right. Thanks so much. You rocked it. Talk to you later.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day.